Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movements for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coins, hell bro.
Show,
they got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Guzu Saba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity is so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, if you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth a crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coins, hell bro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, and that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police departments to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation. Black power, black power, black power. You're listening to the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense nightly broadcast. I'm your host tonight, Sister Crystal Mohammed, the national chair of the new Black Panther Party. Tonight, brothers and sisters, as usual, will be not only informative, but thought-provoking. We are broadcasting live here in the belly of the beast, the mayor of KKK, sending a shout-out to all of our brothers and sisters that are listening on the mother continent of Africa. As we know, in the many countries that are listening in the mother continent, that it is indeed the late night hour, and we appreciate you tuning in. Same for our the brothers and sisters in the UK and all of those in the eastern, or I'm sorry, the western, all of those in other nations. In the eastern part of the planet. Shouts out to everyone that's listening in Australia, in the Caribbean islands, the Pacific islands, in South America, Central America, all over the planet Earth. We appreciate your support all over. And for those who have been continuing to support the New Black Panther Party, we thank you. Be sure to go to our website if you're interested in joining or to follow up on any information that you heard on tonight's broadcast or any of the other broadcasts. And you can definitely go to www.nbpp.org to make a contribution to support the New Black Panther Party and this broadcast. So every Wednesday night, as you know, we play the Your Immunity Project, COVID updates with Dr. Aleem and his great team of doctors, researchers, and scholars, as this information that he and his team with the Your Immunity Project brings to the table every week is very timely. They do Zoom calls every Tuesday, and then we download those Zoom calls and upload them to this broadcast every Wednesday. So without further ado, here is this week's Your Immunity Project update. Listen, Black Power.
Attention prayer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. I seek refuge with you, O Allah, from the curse of Satan. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
All praise due to Allah, the Lord of all of the worlds.
Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
Beneficent, the most merciful.
Maliki Yawmiddin.
Master of this day of judgment in which we now live.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in.
Indeed we serve, indeed we beseech for help.
Ihdina siratal mustaqim.
Guide us on the right path. Siratal
ladina an'amta lahum.
The path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors.
Ghayril maghdubi alayhim.
Not the path of those upon whom thine wrath is brought down. Know of those who go astray.
Amen.
Greetings. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. You're in the right place. You didn't make a mistake. Don't touch that dial. I guess they still have dials. Don't touch that button. You're in the right place. The Your Immunity Project, the Zoom conference call. Some of you are on Facebook Live. Not for long. We're getting ready to migrate to alternative platforms. But while we're still here, and while you're still here, tell somebody else. We're just getting started. Welcome to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. This is where the information about COVID-19, the COVID vaccines, the COVID mandates, the COVID this, the COVID that, the flip, the flop, everything that goes on with COVID-19, this is where you have to start if you really want to get the information that keeps you on top. Hey, that actually rhymed, didn't it? So you're in the right place. See, that proves it right away. So welcome, one and all. Those of you who have been with us for a long time, you know what this is all about. But there's always new ones. There's always somebody that's here for the first time. They don't know. They don't know that we talk about prevention. We talk about diagnosis. We talk about treatment. We talk about research. We talk about education. Those are the five principles on which the Your Immunity Project operates. We've been around for about 2 years, but some people, they never heard about it even the first time. And so we always want to emphasize those principles, no matter what we are talking about, no matter what the topic of conversation might be. It's always about prevention, diagnosis, treatment, research, and then education. Education comes last because you shouldn't be trying to educate people if you haven't done your research. You see, and that's what we do. We do our own research because we found out we can't listen to people like Anthony Fauci. We can't listen to NIH. We can't listen to the FDA. We can't listen to the CDC. We can't listen to what they call mainstream science, just like you can't listen to mainstream media. If you're confused about what's going on with COVID-19, it's because you're listening to mainstream media. But don't worry, you're in the right place. We straighten out a lot of that crookedness that's in the mainstream media that really is designed to confuse you. So if you're confused, hey, their propaganda is working. That's what it's designed to do. Not to inform, but to confuse. And so this is where we stop every week and we take a look at what's going on, look at everything that's taking place. This is international. What we're talking about is not local to your hometown. It's not just your school system. It's not just your transportation system that's affected. No, this is a global situation. And so we welcome people from all over the world. We have people all over the world. We get reports from all over the world because this is the Your Immunity Project. And the your means it belongs to you. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. And whose immunity is at stake? Isn't it yours or just mine? No, it's yours too. You see, so everybody has a stake in this game. And this is a deadly game because if you get it wrong, you may pay with your life. And so we try to get it right as much as we can. So one of the things that we point out as we go along is we don't just try to dissect the lies that are being told. That still never establishes the positive truth. If that's all you do, just pull apart the lies. And then what's the big revelation if you found out that Anthony Fauci told one more lie or that the CDC told one more lie? Or that one more lie came out of the White House. What's the big revelation? So what? Didn't you know that was coming? Well, when is the positive truth going to come? Well, the positive truth comes every Tuesday night, 7 p.m., the Your Immunity Project, Hour of Power, some call it, Hour of Truth, because the truth is the only power. And that's what we try to broadcast far and wide. So you can look for a rebroadcast of the Your Immunity Project on Cal Fani Radio. Cal Fani Radio's on Facebook. Cal Fani Radio's on BitChute. And it's an independent platform that doesn't mind broadcasting the truth. So if somebody misses the Tuesday night, you can catch it on the weekend on Cal Fani Radio. So welcome to the Your Immunity Project Zoom conference call. This is where it all happens. Tonight we're going to have some special reports, of course, we always do. But I'm going to also give some a special update on Paximmune. People are waiting for Paximmune and also the trouble on the website. So let's get the bad news out of the way first. Number one, the good news with the Paximmune is the new production cycle for 2022 is completed, and all that remains to be done is for the inspection cycle to be completed. Now, you say, well, that sounds like what you said last week. That is what I said last week. And so things are pretty much at a standstill. And when I inquired about it, why haven't we moved along? Because normally the inspection cycle takes maybe 5 days at most, usually 3 days, but 5 days at most. Well, it's been 10 days. So what's going on? Wouldn't you know it? A worker shortage at the inspection laboratory. And so we have to wait until they're backlogged. They're going to do it, but they're backlogged. And then what happened last time? When the inspection cycle was completed, what happened last time? Some of you remember it took 4 days to find a freight company with a truck driver. Okay, so I'm giving you an update on the situation with the Paximmune. Now, that's good news and bad news. The good news, of course, is the production cycle is completed. There is a supply waiting to be shipped. Now, the bad news to go along with the delay is that our website is down, DrAleem.com, the website. Some of you know it's down. It's been down for a week. We have experts working on it. They haven't been able to unlock it. And so we will unlock it, and we will research other alternatives, because I learned a long time ago, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. So if they can do that, that means that the website is already corrupted. And so we need to move on. Just like we should move from these mainstream social media websites like Facebook that we're currently on. Yeah, I deleted Instagram. That's right. And I'm still on Twitter just to make announcements. But if they act up, we'll delete them too. You see, because no one has the right to compromise my right to tell the truth. And when you violate that rule, then you're out with me. I'm sorry, I'm through with you then. You can't do that. You see, and so if more people just took that stand, you see, we'd put them out of business. Most of these big tech companies, if you told the truth about it, they haven't turned a profit yet, other than what they stole from you with your information. So anyhow, so that's the bad news. That's the good news and the bad news. The PaxImmune is ready for shipping as soon as the inspection cycle is completed. We hope that that will not be too long, and we hope that it will reach us maybe by this time next week. And inshallah, our IT specialists will have a solution to the hacking of our website, and we'll be able to announce that good news a week from today. So enough with the bad news, now on with the good news. Let's hear from our first report. Will be from our research team. Now, as we go along, keep in mind that we're talking about a lot of different topics, medical topics, legal topics, all kinds of topics, economic topics, but we're not giving out professional advice. This is our official disclaimer. No matter what you may hear, you have to hear it for yourself, think for yourself, and make your own decisions. But we're not giving out professional, legal, medical advice on a public broadcast. No, we're giving out general information for you to think with so that you can make these crucial decisions that are so important in this day and time. So is our research team on the line?
Yes, sir.
That's Brother Dawood. He's our IT specialist. He's developed a whole app for your phone to go along with our research project. And so we need to give him a very, very, very close attention and a close listen to everything he has to say, because he's setting it up for us to be able to handle the electronic component of the threat that's against us. Brother Dawood, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Aleem. Assalamu alaikum. So a bit of an update here. Dr. Nadia won't be on this evening. She did pass some information to summarize and communicate. So the first thing that I'll mention for any new listeners and the existing ones, we are still accepting signups for those who will participate in the various surveys that the clinical trial will disseminate. You sign up at www.yourimmunityproject.org. There, you'll be able to sign the consent forms and sign up to download and receive the app on your phone. Once you have the app on your phone, as surveys are released, and we do have one that'll be coming up in the next couple to few weeks, and that is the clinical trial phase 2. As those surveys are released, they will automatically alert you on your phone, and you'll be able to fill them out and complete them in full through the app. That's the first portion. For everyone who participated in clinical trial phase 1, their information has been captured and you're in the database. You don't need to do anything additional. You'll automatically receive the phase 2 survey, and you can fill it out once you receive it. For those of you who have not, then you'll go through the process at the website, and you'll take the action there so that you get the clinical trial phase 2 survey to complete. Dr. Nadia did mention that the phase 2 survey is just about done, and within 2 or 3 weeks, you'll be receiving that, so you can prepare and answer those questions. And essentially, the difference there is planning to capture information from those who may have been vaccinated, those who have used Paxlovid, and we'll be able to do a comparative study and capture information there and understand how the Paxlovid has been helping. So we also have the clinical trial pass that will appear on your phone. It won't be too much longer. There are still a couple of items to finalize and button up so that you'll have a pass that can be displayed at points of entry. And it's a official clinical trial that references back to the documentation for anyone who would inspect the trial pass so that hopefully it'll be good to get you into places and locations where they're requiring something of that type. So, Dr. Aline, that's about all I have right now, and I'll stay on the line.
Okay. All right. That was Brother Dawood. He's our IT specialist working with our research team. And I want to emphasize what he said at the final point of the research pass, as in COVID-19 passport, which is becoming a common requirement. May I see your papers, please? You see different ways of identifying people who are vaxxed or unvaxxed to deny them services. And as we go through some of the headlines and maybe hear some of the reports from around the world, you'll see how valid it is to handle this issue so that you can go about your business like a free man or woman is supposed to be able to do, a citizen of a free country. So thank you, Brother Dawood, and the research team for the hard work that you're doing. And we kind of have a general goal. You know, Savior's Day is coming up. That's February 26th, you see, so that would be a very good target date to aim for the release, number one, of the phase one report, and number two, to actually launch the phase two. So wouldn't that be nice if we could tie that bow? So thank you, Brother Dawood. And now we're going to hear, is Brother Ruben from Australia, is down under.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, family. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Let's hear from what's happening down under, which is going to be out over pretty soon.
Yes, that's right. Well, we're still in summer here. We've got slightly cooler weather, which is good. So we, you know, we had a few, you know, high 90s, over 100 degree days, you know, the last 10 days. But now it's actually cold. Had to have put the heater on, which is surprising, but it's a welcome change because, yeah, it was kind of sweltering heat day and night. But the most important thing, I guess, that has happened or is happening here right now is the schools are back. High schools and universities go back shortly as well. But primary schools, high schools are all open. And unfortunately, the time they all have to get vaccinated. So here in my city, in Melbourne, in the state of Victoria, they're almost up to, I saw the numbers yesterday, about 50% with the 5 to 12-year-olds. Of course, everyone else above that is already done. And they're now pushing for the so-called booster, which is basically a third injection of the same thing they got the first time for everyone else. So that has also become a requirement, and they're busy trying to change definitions in law on what fully vaccinated means. So it's not two anymore. They're pushing for the law to be three jabs, and that will probably change in another month anyway, because they're seeing, you know, two didn't do the job, try another one, and just about everyone I know who's taken the so-called booster is actually quite sick right now, you know, for days. So many are starting to question, you know, well, nothing seems to be working. Why do I have to do this? Well, I got to do it because I got to, you know, keep my job. And the unofficial, because, you know, it's very hard to get true facts, but the unofficial polls that come out is that roughly about 40%, because we're at about a 96% vaccination level here in the country, which is, you know, only 4% of the people. There's only 1 million people not vaccinated in the whole country. Okay, everyone else took it. But out of those who took it, the general
poll consensus is that around 40% did it willingly. So, you know, they were quick to believe the science and all of that stuff they told us, the propaganda. And the other 56%, I guess, said, look, I had no choice. I got to keep working. I got to keep my job, et cetera, et cetera. And many of those are now questioning why he doesn't seem to be doing what we were told he would do. Well, why do we have to keep on doing this? So the most important thing in Western Australia, this is a state called Western Australia. Basically, it's half the country is Western Australia, a whole state. The police on the weekend did a backflip on banning unvaccinated primary school age children from returning to school yesterday. Because I had mentioned on previous shows that that was basically what they were going to do. If you're not jabbed, then bring your child here. But they did a backflip on that and said, oh, go back to school on Monday, even if you're not vaccinated. But we're trying to, you know, get that number up from 50% to 100% by the end of the month. Now, just to give context to that, they've put a former police commissioner. So this is a man who ran the police throughout the whole state. You know, he's got 30-odd years police experience. They've put him in charge of the vaccination program, and they've come up with a new title now. They call him the vaccine commander. So, you know, the running joke here is, you know, you've worked 30 years in the police force, and you move from, you know, commissioner to vaccine commander, you know, which is, you know, they make up these things, as we know, as they move along. Naturally, the vaccination program here in my state is still under, they've got a military man running it, because, you know, when they want to get things done properly, they bring in the military people. And, of course, the army and everyone else are helping out in the hospitals, driving the ambulances and, you know, providing whatever else is needed. We are still in a code brown situation, as they call it. This is the highest level of, you know, the hospitals are overwhelmed, basically. Elective surgeries are still canceled. And many, even in politics, are now saying, wait a minute, elective surgery is not cosmetic surgery. This is something we need to do to, you know, prolong people's lives, these surgeries. So there's a call out here to, you know, get those back in, because many people had already been waiting 6 months, 9 months, and, you know, they need these surgeries in order to prolong or extend their lives. So that's...
Have we lost him?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here, yes.
Oh, we lost you there for a while. So the last thing was about surgeries, I think.
Oh, okay, yes. So let me just recap quickly. Yes, the politicians and others are pushing very hard for surgery to return, to elective surgeries to come back, because what they're saying is these are necessary to help people extend their lives. These are not cosmetic procedures. This is, you know, what...
Yeah, but you know what? You know, see, I am a surgeon.
That's right.
And one thing I know for sure, you need surgeons to be able to do surgery. And surgeons need anesthesiologists. And
yes,
surgeons need surgical nurses. And all of those people were first in line to receive the vaccine, so-called, in Australia.
Mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
When you talk about worker shortages, include surgeons and nurses.
Correct. Correct.
So if you don't have surgeons and nurses, you can't do any type of surgery, elective or non-elective.
That's right. That's right. And the number here has gone down. Well, we kind of get a running tally every couple of days, but they said just in my city here, there were almost 6,000 surgeons and, you know, everyone who works in the hospitals away. I think they're down to 4,500. But again, you don't have 4,500 free military surgeons, because they're just as sick as everyone else in the military as well. You know,
they're even more sick because they got other vaccines that the civilians never got.
That's correct. That's correct. So they basically put the military who are assisting in the hospitals to driving positions. You know, drive the ambulances and drop them off and go get the next one. And
yeah.
Even
now, you know, I mean, I think people should understand that militaries all over the world from time immemorial have only one purpose, which is not to save life.
Yes. That's exactly right. So we have to keep that in mind. And, you know, something also, there was an interesting story that's available online over the weekend with all the chaos going on in the United Kingdom, Britain specifically. Well, you know, they also did a backflip on the mandatory vaccination for the those who work for the National Health Service. These are the government hospitals. So 80,000 of them were going to retire, well, not retire, forced retirement, I guess, lose their jobs. But they couldn't cope with 80,000 medical personnel, you know, resigning. So they've allowed them to, you know, continue to work. And the sad situation about it all, no matter how much chatter is going on social media or online, which is not reported by the main televisions and news networks, is that many of those who, even in Australia, who were forced out and saying, look, I'm sitting at home, I'm a qualified doctor, I'm a qualified nurse, I'm healthy, I'm not sick, how come I cannot go and provide my help? I was a hero, I was Australian of the Year last year. I can do the job better than anyone else. Why do sick nurses and sick doctors have to treat sick people? And, you know, the situation's not getting better. Also, yeah. Dr. Lim, I forgot to mention, there is a mandatory requirement here for all children, high school, primary schools, the so-called rapid test kits that I mentioned a few weeks ago. The government came and kind of took them all off, and they have all, I believe, 166 million of them now that they're distributing to the schools. There's a ranking system that you can look online and see, you know, how good they all are, and they're from so-called 90% accurate right down to don't waste your money on these 30%. But anyway, they're being distributed, but it is a requirement. Every child in school has to have a minimum of 2 tests. So some states are doing 3. You get a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You walk in school, they're teaching the children how to put that thing up their nose and get the swab, how to do it, and then do a test. And of course, day one of school, all of a sudden they found out hundreds of children are coming in sick, which is normal. They have been out in the environment. We had Christmas and New Year's and all of these, you know, events where they allow people to mix freely. And so it's no surprise that, you know, many came to day one of school sick. And of course, they're not shutting down the schools. There is no isolation periods anymore. Just, you know, come back and get tested on Wednesday. Come back and test on Friday. So we'll see how that really works. But yes, the children are being, that's a mandatory requirement, not only to, get the jab very quickly or very soon, but testing is compulsory for everyone. Okay. So, yeah, it's interesting things going on. But I was saying, I hope we get to hear from our brother who is in Canada, because if you missed what happened over the last week, basically, and the huge truck convoys and coming from north and east and west of Canada and south from the U.S. border into Canada, and I believe they still have blocked the border there. So, you know, this is available online. Go and see the live reports from people, part of the group. I believe they said there's about 1.5 million or 4 million of them who surrounded the parliament, and many are still there. So maybe we can get a live report from our brother there to really tell us what's going on the ground. So I'm going to get off. I want to hear from everybody else. And with the help of God, we'll keep working hard to, make it through to the other side. Because this is a protracted struggle, you know, over the next many months, many years, you know. So assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Reuben from Melbourne, Australia. And we always like to hear from down under, because what's going on down under will soon be up and over here. So if I just summarize what he just told us, they are now attacking the children wholesale in Australia. And of course, that's also the case here. They have a truck convoy in Canada. They tell me it's 50 miles long, and that helps to explain the the supply chain shortage and even the issue that might impact the supply of Paxlovid going forward. So, Sister Najma, can we move to our headlines and images, please? And then if we have callers from Trinidad, Tobago, Canada, or outside the U.S. and other locations, perhaps we can take your call at the end this evening once we've gone through our headlines. Now, these headlines I'm showing you are not in any particular order, but they're very important. Now, this one that shows primary nuclear targets in the U.S. You should be aware of the war that's being instigated in Europe, in Ukraine, in ancient times known as Khazaria. And it's often been a trouble spot that has sparked many wars throughout history. Now, even as they are provoking Russia in Europe, I'm putting up this slide to point out to you that on the East Coast or off the East Coast of the United States is the most advanced nuclear submarine ever built. And it's a Russian submarine. It's armed with 160 nuclear warheads. That one submarine that is somewhere off the East Coast of the United States could actually handle about half of these nuclear targets by itself. And there may be other subs as well. So we live in a very dangerous time. We're concentrating on COVID-19 and, you know, medical issues, but what a catastrophe if they spark a nuclear war. Next image. Now, blow this up. This is also a map of the United States. Spreading chronic wasting disease, so-called mad cow disease in deer, in North America as of December 2021. And so why are we showing this? Well, what is mad cow disease or chronic wasting disease that occurs in many species of animals as well as in humans? In humans, it's called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Well, what does that have to do with COVID-19? Well, these chronic wasting diseases, mad cow disease, these are caused by prions. Prions are infectious proteins that affect the nervous system of humans and animals. And so this is what's occurring in nature. This is one reason why it would be dangerous to eat or consume wild game, because if you consume a deer or another animal that is infected with a prion, then you will become infected with it, and your proteins will become contaminated and deformed, and you will develop mad cow disease, so-called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Well, the spike protein that is in the shot that causes your body to produce the spike protein, the spike protein is a prion. So now, how is it that mad cow disease, a prion wasting disease, is spreading among a wild population of deer unless it spreads by itself? So this is the wild animal model to show you that you have to be careful of people who have received the injection because it spreads by itself. It's a prion. Next image, please. Now, this is an artist's depiction of what's going on in your brain. You're being bombarded with false information. That's why you're tuned into the Your Immunity Project. This is where we straighten out all that mess. You see, but you're already being hypnotized and led in the wrong direction by paying attention. So somebody said that the cure for COVID-19 is to turn off your TV. And I partially agree with that. Next image, please. Lest you forget, forced medical procedures are crimes against humanity. So when you hear the word mandate, think the word crime. When your employer says it's the jab or your job, You should inform your employer that he's committing a crime. Forced medical procedures are crimes against humanity, and one of these days will be punished. Just don't be a victim today. Next image. So you're being hypnotized. Dr. Robert Malwan. He calls himself Malone. But you spell it out. M-A-L is Mal. Means bad, evil. And one, O-N-E. You see, hypnosis produces a psychosis. So the media is being used to propagandize, which is to say hypnotize the general population. Why would someone want to hypnotize you? To get you under control. To make you do something that you otherwise would not do if you were in your right mind. And so all of the information or misinformation, disinformation, I should say, is being handed to you in a flood to put you in a hypnotic state so that you will easily receive subtle suggestions, hypnotic suggestions that otherwise you would never consider if you were in your right mind. And so Dr. Robert Malone calls this mass formation psychosis. He says it's afflicting the whole population based on this propaganda that's been going on for 2 years. And so pinch yourself to make sure that you are not psychotic and reacting to a hypnotic spell. Keep in mind that the original meaning of the word pharmacy or pharmacist or pharmaceuticals comes from the Greek. In the Greek language, pharmakeias means sorcerer. A pharmacist is a sorcerer. Pharmaceuticals are magic potions that put you under a spell. Go look it up yourself. Don't take my word for it. It's in the Bible too, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, I believe. Check me out on that. Next image. Oh, look at this. See, this is a volcano going off in La Palma. See, now if the shelf that this volcano is situated on falls into the mid-Atlantic Ocean, then you're going to get a tsunami that will engulf New York City and the whole East Coast, and of course the European Atlantic coast as well, not so much the African coast. And so this has been going on here, earthquake after earthquake and volcanic action. La Palma, it's not much in the mainstream news. Now, of course, at the present time, you might not know it, but there are, I believe, 274 volcanoes going off at the same time all over the earth. You see, so the earth is rumbling everywhere and putting soot and ash into the air. So you notice the bright red sunsets and sunrises. That's the volcanic ash that is blocking the sunlight, and that's why the temperatures are so cold. We're entering into a mini ice age. Next image, please. Yes, you ain't seen nothing yet. You see, because what's next is famine, 2022, going into 2023. See, all those truckers that are on strike and demonstrating in Canada, what would they normally be doing? They would normally be hauling food and the things that you need to support your life. But what are they doing? They're protesting COVID-19 illegal mandates. So where is your food coming from? See, that's a good question. So you ain't seen nothing yet. There's already empty shelves. They're going to get more empty. Next image, please. You see, now this image is just an artist's depiction of what DNA looks like at the bottom, and then the attack against your DNA. That's what the COVID-19 situation is all about. That's what the spike protein does. It attacks your DNA. It changes your DNA. So instead of calling these shots vaccinations, it would have been more truthful for them to call it gene therapy. because it's altering your DNA to make you other than human. You will become genetically modified, just like GMO corn. You'll be a GMO person. So if you already got the shot, that's what they did to you already. And that's a shame to lose your humanity just to keep a job. Well, they said they were going to turn it over to robots, but you didn't know they meant you. Next image, please. Now, we've shown this before, but just so how quickly we forget. They actually murdered 4 African presidents who resisted this injection campaign. So now if they will kill 4 African presidents and keep it out of the news, then what will they do to you or to other leaders? And don't forget, they killed the president in Haiti for the same reason. So sometimes, you know, we normalize these things. Oh, yes, they assassinated another African president. Like that's just normal now. Oh, really? I wonder why Mali just kicked out the French ambassador. See, causing trouble. Deadly trouble. Next image. And again, lest you forget, not only is the spike protein a prion, it's a magnetic prion. And so people who get the injection, they become like magnets that attract ferrous objects. And people demonstrate it every day. And now it's become ho-hum. This is ho-hum. Show me another magic trick. This is entertainment. No, this is deadly serious. This means that this person's body can be manipulated by magnetic fields in all kinds of ways. None of them good. Next image. The coward 19. This is the Prime Minister of Canada. You see? So now, look and see, they call this coward 19 because the truckers are in revolt. The whole country is shut down, and it's his fault. It's his fault. People are hungry in Canada. People are going cold in Canada, and it's his fault. And so just when the pressure starts building against him, guess what happens to him? Oh, he comes down with COVID-19, and now he has to be in quarantine. See, that's what cowards do. They run into a hole and hide in it. And that's what he's doing. So it's not only Americans that have the wrong type of leadership that does not protect the citizen. Canada has the same problem. Look at this guy. Suppose you lived in Canada. Suppose this guy was who you looked to for leadership. But we're looking to Biden. What's the difference? Next image, please. I don't have time to go through all of this, but this is just a list of all of the so-called conspiracy theories about COVID-19 that a year ago were called hoaxes. And now a year later, we find out that they are true. Well, we were telling the truth on the Your Immunity Project a year ago while they were telling those lies. So how many of those lies did you believe, and what decisions did you make based on the lie that you believed? So stop listening to lies and trying to decide between lies. Listen to the truth, and that's what we deal with. Next image, please. The hour of truth. Yeah, see, let's go down memory lane. Where did all this start with? Here's the good guy, right? The good guy. Operation Warp Speed, right? See, they're playing together. They're playing the same game. Good cop, bad cop. The one you like, the one you don't like. But they're all playing this for the same agenda. They're all on the same team, and it's not your team. And they're playing to win, and you're just playing. Some of us, we're just playing. Next image. Now, this is some news from Japan. You see, why is ivermectin even a controversy? Now, one of the doctors that actually got the Nobel Prize for ivermectin is Japanese. But recent studies show ivermectin shows antiviral effects against Omicron and the vaccine, so-called, don't. You see? And so why has the FDA, the CDC, and Anthony Fauci and all the rest of them, why have they made ivermectin almost impossible to get? And any doctor that tries to prescribe it gets in trouble, might lose his license. I'll tell you why. Because it works, and they don't want anything that works on the market. Same thing with hydrochloroquine, and of course, I don't need to. That's why they don't want you to have Paxlovid. This is FDA approved. Ivermectin is FDA approved. But the stuff they want you to take is not FDA approved, even though they say it is. But when you do the research, you find out that's not exactly true. Next image. The doctor should be allowed to prescribe it. Now, let me caution people, don't be a fool and think you're a doctor and that all you need is to take some ivermectin. No, that's a prescription medication, and it should be, what I'm advocating is not ivermectin. I'm saying that doctors who know what they're doing should have the freedom to exercise clinical judgment. And if in their clinical judgment, ivermectin should be used to help salvage the life or to prevent the hospitalization of their patient, let that doctor make that decision. Because there's a lot of people now, they get up on a soapbox like they're a doctor or something and telling everybody to take ivermectin. No, that would be a disaster if you did that. One of the things that is wrong, listen now, one of the things that is wrong with a vaccine mandate is because it violates one of the basic tenets of medicine, which is mass medication. Mass medication is always wrong. The first law of medicine is violated. The first law of medicine says, first, do no harm. Well, if you mandate that everybody has to take a certain medication, you can guarantee that a certain percentage of people are going to be harmed. So that's why medication is only administered on an individual basis after there has been a proper examination to prove there is an indicated reason to prescribe a medication, and that you are not one of the individuals that would be harmed by taking that medication, no matter how good it might be for someone else. See, that's why you need doctors with clinical acumen who know how to prescribe medications. You know, it's not a fool's errand, nor is it something for a government bureaucrat to decide. Now, here's a very important, I know you can't read it that well, but this is a very important study. Now, we put up the video of the primary author here. It's Dr. Stephanie Seneff. These are all PhDs here. They take that for granted, that you know that. These are all of them PhDs. You wouldn't even be here if you weren't a PhD, you see. So now, this research paper proves what we've been saying all along in detail, and she gave a very excellent interview. I posted it on my Twitter account, Mookie Fuad, or Dr. Aleem. I think, Dr. Aleem on Twitter. And you should listen to that because she goes into very, very exact detail, 100% correct. So I'm not trying to get you to read this because it's a lot of medical terminology, and that's not really the point. I just want you to realize that what you're listening to on the Your Immunity Project is verified by the very best science in the world. And look at the date on this research, January the 21st, 2022. We're just talking about last week. But go look at the interview, Dr. Aleem on Twitter, and we should put that up on BitChute and everywhere. Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Now, I love these women scientists. If I can digress for a second, I mean, like now, like her and what's the other one? Dr. Judy Mikovits. See, now when you get a honest woman, she's not like men. See, men, you can buy men off. See, you can bribe them. See, they'll sell out. But when you get a woman that's a scientist and she starts thinking about her children and her grandchildren and she knows science and she gets the fire in her belly and she gets on a campaign, you can't stop her and you can't scare her either. She'll scare you. Okay, next image. So check out that interview, Dr. Senator. Yeah. See, now here's what Brother Rubin was talking about. Mandatory vaccination opponents in Western Australia demand the arrest of the state premier. You see, now this is getting serious. See, them truckers out there and the other opponents now, they realize they've been lied to by government officials, and that's a crime. Remember what we said, mandatory medication, forced medication is a crime against humanity. So now these people in Australia are waking up to the fact that they have been the victims of a crime committed against them by their own government and their government leaders, and they're beginning to hold their leaders accountable. And so what goes on in Australia today is coming to America and Canada tomorrow, or it's already here. Next image, please. Now look at this. Here's Israel. It's the number one vaccinated country in the whole world. And in a rare case, an 11-year-old boy catches 3 different COVID variants in a year, and he's fully vaccinated and boosted. But he gets every variant that comes down the pike, he gets it. Give me a break. Next image, please. Did you know that Senator Ron Johnson had a panel discussion exposing the deadly COVID-19 vaccines? They're in the Senate. And do you know the mainstream media refused to report it, just like he's a crackpot? And this is a senator, a U.S. senator. He can't get his message out. Who do you have to be to get your message out today? Next thing, you have to be Cal Fani Radio. That's what you have to be. You have to be the Your Immunity Project. Otherwise, you're going to be censored. Now, what does that remind you of? What does that remind you of? It reminds you of a face mask, doesn't it? A surgical face mask. And the image is the same. See, when you put that mask on, they're telling you to shut up. Reminds me of George Floyd. I can't breathe. See, when you can't breathe the truth. See, someone shutting you up, covering your mouth. It's the image of servitude, slavery. Have to wear a mask. Yeah, censored. So that's why we're not going to stay where we're oppressed and censored by liars. It wouldn't be so bad if some truthful person was censoring the liar, but it's the liar censoring the truth. That's what the metaverse stands for, I guess. Meta means the death of the truth. Metaverse. So I guess they kicked me out. Next image. Yeah, that's just our logo. Just keep going. Yeah, see, what's the difference? If you just wrote the word censored across there, that's the same as the other image. See, this is censoring your ability to breathe. Censoring your ability to be identified by your facial features, by your nose and mouth and lips to be seen. You're being deprived of your personal identity. Wearing a mask. For what reason? How can a mask stop a spike protein? Now, this looks like a pretty good mask, but it won't stop a virus. And most people don't even wear a mask this good. This is what you would call a procedure mask. Now, you're doing a little lightweight procedure. You wear this. But this is not a good mask to stop anything serious. So it's really just to stop you. It doesn't stop a pathogen. It stops you. It stops you from being you. And it shows you are subservient to commands from your herders. Next image. Yeah, see, now this is Biden's bounty on your life, your hospital's incentive payments for COVID-19. So now, Sister Nagra, do we have that video that we can play now from Dr. Peterson Pierre? I guess he's queuing that up. Now, this brother, he runs it down in about 2 minutes, what the whole deal is about. They say, follow the money. Well, this brother has followed the money, and he's showing you why what's going on is going on and who's getting paid. When things are confused and you don't understand what's going on, in Latin they say qui bono. Qui bono means who benefits. Okay. This is Dr. Stephen Pierre.
Hello, fact finders and truth seekers. This is Dr. Peterson Pierre with America's Frontline Doctors bringing you today's Frontline Flash. So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospital is getting. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the real news of right now continues on the next Frontline Flash.
Well, there you have it. You heard it said that the love of money is the source of all evil. Okay, well, yeah, that's why people are doing what they're doing. And you've heard it said on this broadcast in previous weeks, remdesivir is a deadly drug. It was 100% fatal when it was tested on humanized mice and humanized monkeys. And so that is mandatory for hospitalized patients with a diagnosis of COVID-19. And we reported last week, the Paul Ehrlich Institute in Germany, when they examined the diagnostic tests for COVID-19 from all over the world, they found out that they were 92% inaccurate. And we know from previous evidence that the PCR test in America was calibrated to the common cold virus. And we know that the antigen tests that are being given away for free, along with free N95 masks in some cases. We know that those antigen tests were calibrated to a common bacteria that is also associated with respiratory illnesses that would be listed as the common cold. And so all of the tests essentially are fraudulent. So hundreds of millions of people have been fraudulently given a diagnosis. And now we know the reason why, because people are getting paid. Sister Najma, I think we have some more images. Do we have those? And we're going to go through these as quickly as possible, and then we'll open up the phone lines. And some of these images were a part of the video that we just saw. And I took these screenshots just to emphasize certain points that he went through very quickly. Your Bill of Rights have been waived. The constitutional rights that you once had, the human rights that you once had, have been waived and are no longer being recognized. And so if you don't protest and stand up for your rights, then what's the point of having rights that are not respected? So you should look this up. You should just do a search. What are a patient's Bill of Rights? And someone forcing you into mass medication through illegal government mandates. And it's occurring all over the world, not just where you live. Next image, please. Yeah, see, being attacked, you see, by what looks like a harmless cotton swab, just like the one your mother used to use. No, it's not. That's not cotton, and that's not a cotton swab. And that's not a diagnostic test. That's just an alternative delivery system for the same vaccine that can be delivered with a needle. Next image. They say the jab or your job, and then you got to take that. That's the same as the jab. And here's a phony diagnosis and a vial of blood. Next image. And the hospital's getting paid to put that little strip on your wrist that says COVID-19. That means money. Next image, please. These are all a bribery scheme. What's the price of a life? I used to have a show on TV, The Price is Right. What's the price for a life? Well, according to the good doctor, about $100,000. Now, I did see some reports that they do get a little bit more than that. I saw reports up to $160,000 for a life. See, but the price got to be right now. I guess it depends on what hospital. Maybe it's different people's lives are different. You know, they say Black Lives Matter. I wonder if you go by the three-fifths of a human being rule, then I would imagine that a black life would only be worth about 60% of what a white life would be worth. I mean, I'm just speculating here. Next image, you can figure that out. You can go ask your local hospital how much your life is worth to them. Now, this is the Remdesivir administration, the deadly drug, causes renal failure in 40% of the cases, multiple organ failure in the rest of the cases, was 100% fatal in all of the animal studies, was never FDA approved because they couldn't figure out what category to put a drug in that only did one thing. It killed living things that it was given to. Next image. What would you classify that as? You see, and here's the breathing tube going in. Next image. You don't want to end up here. So the Your Immunity Project is to keep you out of these danger zones called hospitals. Now, if all the doctors, the frontline doctors that were heroes, and the nurses that were heroes last year, if they're all missing in action, and they had a big, big ceremony on the mall where they put flags and crosses for all the dead nurses from 2020 and 2021 and all the dead doctors. Well, who's left to run the hospitals? Maybe that's why the hospitals are overrun, is because there's no doctors or nurses left. The ones that are left, they got the shot to keep their job, and now they're homesick. Now they're telling, like Brother Ruben said in Australia, now they're calling the sick doctors and the sick nurses to come back to treat the sick patients, I guess so they can all die together. So, you know, I wrestle with people all day long because they have legitimate reasons why they need to go to the hospital, and I tell them don't go because it's a danger zone and you may not come out alive. Next image. See, they're canceling elective surgery, according to what Brother Ruben said. They're doing that here in the United States, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you should cancel it. If you can, do it safely. You see, now here's what this is what they put on the death certificate. See, now this, didn't show any personal information here, but this could be any elderly person in a nursing home getting a typical pneumonia. But what would they call it? COVID-19. Then what would they do? They would withhold treatment. And then what would they do? They would give remdesivir to get more money. And then this would be another death certificate, and they would get more money. And the undertaker would get more money. Well, why would you give more money to the undertaker in the first place? What does he have to do with it? Well, remember, 23 states, or is it 22 or 23 states in the United States, they have what they call water cremation. They have to liquefy the body, and they turn that into bio sludge that they use as fertilizer on farmland. You mean if you have all these deaths like they're reporting? I mean, if they really did have all these deaths like they're reporting, what do you do with all the bodies? Well, you dissolve them, that's what you do, into bio sludge. Go look it up, bio sludge. Liquid cremation, water cremation, they call it. Go look it up. I know it sounds fantastic, but truth is always stranger than fiction. Your mother told you that. Next image. Yeah, here he is, Laughing Joe. Yeah, the joke is on who, you or Joe? See, people think he's senile, just like Columbo was supposed to be done. No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He got you into a trap. So here he got Well, they keep changing the number. 60% to 80% of Americans fell for the trap. This joker. Think about that. Getting fooled by this joker here. Think about that. I mean, he don't even look slick. But he is. He is. He pulled it off. He got a jab in nearly every arm. And he's working on the children now. You see? You say he's down in the polls. No, he's up with the vax rate. He's up with the vax rate. See? See, you're looking at the wrong thing. You see, what game is he playing versus the one that you think he's playing versus the one that you're playing? Think about that. Next image, Uncle Joe. Yeah, he hired the hitman. Uncle Joe, he paid him too, and Dr. Pierre showed you how much he got paid. Next image. Now, this is Dr. Stephanie Seneff, PhD. She wrote this paper that we showed you before. I'm sorry about the image. That's the best I could do. But see, that's on Rumble. See, they let that off on, they let you say things like this on Rumble, things that you can't say on Instagram or Facebook. Rumble still believes in free speech. So I'm signed up with Rumble, Dr. Aleem on Rumble. Your Immunity Project is on Rumble. We're also on BitChute. Because we're leaving where they don't treat you right, and over here they seem to leave you alone. So they let her give a beautiful interview. So you can find that on Rumble, Dr. Stephanie Senna. Next image, please. See this? Yeah, this. I put this up on Twitter. Say the same difference. You know, a mask is a mask is a mask. You know, it's shutting you up, and that's why you can't breathe. Because if you can't breathe, then that's the life of you, isn't it? So if you can't say the truth, that's the life of you. The only thing they allow you to speak are lies that they approve of. That's death. That's the death of the soul. Next image, please. Yeah, see, I placed a bounty on your head. See, this is Joe. This is Joe. This is Slick Joe, man. He ain't been around for 50 years, you know, for nothing. You know, Trump said he was going to drain the swamp. Well, when he drained the swamp, this was the swamp creature that crawled out. Yeah, Uncle Joe from Scranton. Lunch Bucket Joe. Okay, next image. He didn't get you, did he? Now, this is a Ice Age. This is called Canadian Prepper. You can find this guy on YouTube, Canadian Prepper. And up there, of course, it's really cold. And they have to find ways to keep warm and grow food, even though they live under these conditions. And so this there's a video that's connected to this, but it gives you some useful tips on how to actually survive in the coming climate change, which is a mini ice age. It happens every 400 years. No need to panic. Just look in the history books, and you'll see 400 years ago, there was a solar minimum that caused a mini ice age on Earth. And for many years, it was very difficult to grow enough food for people. And so there was a famine. And because it was famine all over the Earth, There were also revolutions 400 years ago. And so that's the difference between reality and fantasy. See, this guy on the bottom, he thinks he's going to survive, you know, dressed up like that. No, he's going to survive dressed up like that, growing food. Next image, please. Now look at this. Wouldn't you know it? The first trial of an HIV vaccine using COVID jab technology announced. Moderna launches early stage clinical trials of an HIV vaccine using the same technology as the pharma giant's COVID jab. Wouldn't you know it? You see, they're not done with you yet. And the interesting thing, of course, is anybody that got the injections, you know, and their body starts producing the spike protein. The spike protein makes you HIV positive. So since they made you HIV positive by giving you the injection, now they have a vaccine to take care of that, I guess. I guess so, if you're still around. Next image, you'll find out. You see, because they have this new condition called vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Yeah. And now I'm thinking what Dr. Malone's talking about is vaccine-induced mass formation psychosis. Now, this is just another image of Dr. Stephanie Stenner. I'm so impressed with her. You see, you can't defeat her. See, a woman like that, you can't defeat that. She's going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not, and she ain't scared of you. She ain't scared of you. And she presents the complete role of interferon about 19 minutes into the interview. You don't want to listen to the whole thing. She's being interviewed by Dr. Joseph Mercola, another courageous, excellent doctor who I admire very much. So this interview is just top notch. So please don't deprive yourself of the information. And then I feel vindicated because she actually goes into the molecular details of what interferon does and then how the shots that they're giving you blocks the natural immunity that you get from taking interferon or the natural interferon, really, that your body produces. Oh, it's very, very scientifically inspiring, if you know what I mean. Next image. Now look at this, see? Out of China, a new bug discovered. Chinese doctors warn of a potential high fatality transmission rate of coronavirus, what they call NeoCov. And now the reports that came out after this show that this is similar to the Middle East respiratory syndrome. Remember, we've gone over this history before. In 2003, you had the SARS-1. What we're dealing with now is called SARS-2. Remember, they changed the name to make you confused. But remember, SARS-1 was 2003, followed by MERS, followed by Ebola. And so SARS-2 is much worse than SARS-1 was. MERS had about a 35% mortality rate. Yeah, one out of three people that got MERS died. So now they're reporting an outbreak of something like this in China right now. So now what happened 2 years ago? There was an outbreak of a coronavirus that we now call COVID-19 in China. And then it came here. And it was worse here than it was in China. So now if you're dealing with something with a mortality rate of 30%, 35%, something like that, hey, that's bad news for everybody. So make sure you have your Paxlovid. Next image. See, three strikes, I'm in. I went out, I was going to go for a walk the other day. I took this picture. I was going to go for a walk. Saw the three strikes in the sky. I said, no, I'm in. That's poison. When you see that, go in. Now, what day was this? This was the day when they were having the demonstration in Washington, D.C., which is about 15 miles from where I live. So these chemtrails this time, I don't think they were meant for me. They were meant for the crowd of people, the anti-vaxxers that were down there on the mall demonstrating. And while they were demonstrating about mandatory vaccinations, they were being vaccinated with the chemtrails. You see, so you have to look up sometimes. And if you see something like this over your head, go in. Don't breathe it in. It'll make you sick. I made that mistake last year, and it almost cost me my life. Next image. A lot of fungal spores are in those things, and fungal diseases are very hard to treat. Very hard to diagnose, and then hard to treat. Now, this is just military news. COVID vaccines causing miscarriages, cancer, and neurological disorders among the military. And so the ranks of the military are not only being decimated by the mandates that are forcing many of them out of the ranks, but the ones that submit to the vaccines are suffering as well. So what does that say about national security and military readiness at a time when people are beating the drums of war? Next image. Now, isn't this something? See, I knew Dr. Malone was lying when he went around talking about it. He was the discoverer of messenger RNA technology. And it turns out that this was being financed by DARPA. Yes. Was that Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA. This is the deep state. When you know about the deep state, this is the deep state. This is the research that they do. And this is what they found out. And then they have patsies like Dr. Robert Malone who come out and claim that they did all this research. No, it was done in the dark by these guys. By these guys. These mysterious guys that never see the light of day. They really are like vampires. They never see the light of day. You never know who they are. They just do evil deeds in the dark. And you find out the consequences of it later. DARPA. Look it up. That's where all the evil stuff comes from. And they also have another lab. They call them the Skunk Works. Skunk Works. Yeah, you know what skunks do. They make us stink. Next image, please. Who's the skunk of the planet Earth? I heard that term somewhere. Where did I hear that before? Yeah, now under Quebec's draconian, new vaccine passport scheme. See, remember what Brother Daoud was talking about. You got to have something on your phone now. So up in Canada, in Quebec, unvaccinated people who visit large stores like Walmart and Costco will have to be accompanied by employees to make sure they don't buy anything other than food or pharmaceutical products. So the only thing you can buy in Walmart and Costco is GMO food or GMO pharmaceuticals. Lots of luck with that, you see? So that's how deep it's going. Next image, please. Walmart, that's an international, don't they have Walmart in America? Yeah. Now here in Washington, D.C., and this is going out all over the country, really, D.C. has shoppers to start rationing food. You know, just take what you need. Think about other people, see? So food rationing means famine. Empty shells means famine. So keep your skillet greasy if you can. Next image. Now here's something from England. There were 1,200 death certificates that were examined. And just like the good doctor Pierre said, they wrote COVID-19 listed as the cause of death. But when they actually went through it with a fine-tooth comb, they found only 47 out of 1,200 were actually COVID deaths. Let that sink in. So that's what's going on, folks. That's what's going on in England. That's what's going on here. That's what's going on everything. Wholesale fraud. Next image, please. Now, isn't this interesting? There was a crash in Pennsylvania last week, and it was a boat, a truckload of monkeys. They told a lady that it was cats. And she's a cat lover. She stopped to help. It was a crash and cages all over the place. And she asked what was going on. They said it was a crash and some cats. They were hauling cats. And she loved cats. So she went over to pet the cats to calm the cats down. And she got bit by a monkey. Yeah. And some of the monkeys escaped. And they're looking for them. And they're asking for people to report symptoms. And now the lady that got bit has rabies now. See, last week we reported that she got bit, and they were observing her to see what was going to happen. Well, what happened between last week and this week is now the poor lady has rabies because she loved cats. And I don't know if they found the monkey yet. Anybody seen a monkey? But don't pet him. He got rabies. You see, now that in Pennsylvania, see, about 3 months ago, they found a specimen of smallpox. And they said that they were doing experiments with smallpox. And the way you do experiments with smallpox that's safe is you experiment with monkeypox. See, monkeypox and smallpox are very similar. So if you know about one, then you know about the other. So, you know, these strange-looking monkeys here anyhow. So anyhow, next image. If you live in Pennsylvania, don't pet the monkeys. Yes, so this is just a principle. Let doctors be doctors. Stop handcuffing them and making them give medications that they otherwise would never touch. I don't know a single doctor in the world that would give remdesivir to a patient except Anthony Fauci. I don't know any doctor that would give remdesivir. For what? He couldn't sleep at night. But now, you see, they got him over a barrel. You see, he can't get his bonus if he don't give remdesivir. Next image. I think that might be it. Is that it? Let doctors be doctors. Also, and if you're not a doctor, stop trying to be a doctor, telling people what to do. You don't know yourself. It's human nature to try to, yeah, I just had a picture of the good doctor. That's a courageous man. Keep that man, bring him back. Bring Dr. Pierre back, if you can, yeah. Yeah, that's a very courageous man there. I don't know him personally. I don't know where he's located, but that was a very courageous bit of information and research that he did, and he delivered it in a spectacular fashion. But keep him in your prayers because they like to kill people like him. They would like to kill him for telling you the truth about what they do, their dirty little secrets. So keep him in your prayers. And if you know him and you're around him, you know, put some protection around him. Next image, please. And I think we always like to show this image. Don't be the dumb bull that always gets spiked. See the matador got a spike behind his back? See that? See, the matador got you so confused, you think the red flag is your enemy. You running after the mandate, running after the exemptions, running after this, running after that, running after the ivermectin, running after the hydrochloroquine. Like you think that's what, I don't know why that's blocked like that. But that's not the enemy. That's the distraction. Yeah. Yes. The spike is the weapon. See, if you look at this picture, there's only one weapon in the picture. All the rest of it is for show. Except for the bull. He's the victim. He thinks he's a hero because he's bigger than the matador. He got more muscle mass. The better to eat you, the more to eat you. So this is the public being treated like cattle, like you're stupid, like you're bullheaded, and that you have to go for the okey-doke no matter what. And of course, a lot of people are bullheaded, and they do go for the okey-doke. That's truth. But don't let that be you. And don't miss the hidden spike, where you think that you put a mask on and the spike don't get you. Yes, it does too. Oh, I got the red flag this time. Yeah, but the spike got you. Yeah, that's what got you. That's why you're coughing blood. So I think that's the last image. And so is that correct? That's the last one, right?
Yes, sir. That's the last one.
Okay. So thank you very much for your kind attention. And hopefully you found out something that you didn't know, and you can tell somebody about it. So let's open up our phone line for questions, answers, testimonials, good news, bad news, you know, reports from distant places.
Yes, sir. So for those who are on the Zoom platform, please raise your hand if you have a question or a testimonial, and we'll acknowledge your question. If you're on the Facebook Live, please put your your chat, your information in the chat, and we'll acknowledge your question and your testimony as well. We have Latoya Nangaza.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. My question was, I've been taking the Paxlovid, and I wanted to know if I do come down with the, God forbid, I do come down with the COVID, should I take the Paxlovid while I'm going through COVID? Because someone told me that if my body is going through a cytokine storm, that it's not good to take it during that time. I just need clarification.
Well, first of all, I mean, let's dissect your question. What is a COVID-19 diagnosis? Have you been tuned in the whole night?
Yeah. I've been on your
So then you already know that 92% of the time, the so-called COVID-19 diagnosis is erroneous, and that it either is detecting the common cold virus or else it is detecting a bacteria. And this was established by the Paul Ehrlich Institute in Germany. So this is not just some idle opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the COVID-19 tests are bogus. So now the premise of your question is that somebody has the ability to make a diagnosis called COVID-19.
Okay.
But the facts say that there is no such thing unless you mean the common cold. So now if you are taking the Paxlovid as recommended as a preventative, 2 sprays per day, if you are in a risk area. If you're not in a risk area, then you don't have to take anything. And if you have symptoms for some reason, then you would up the dose from 2 sprays to 4 sprays per day. However, my major point with you is believe what you're listening to. There is no such thing as COVID-19 diagnosis. So how could you possibly get what doesn't exist unless it's in your head?
Okay.
Now, any virus that is, now there are real viruses in the world. Don't get me wrong now. There really is a common cold virus out there. It's still out there. There really is influenza viruses out there, and it makes people sick. And the whole list of viruses that have always been out there, they're still out there, and they can still make you sick. But none of them can overcome Paxlovid if it's used correctly.
Okay.
But the issue here, can I just finish?
Sure.
What I'm trying to point out to you is that you are falling for the okey-doke by believing in something that does not exist. The COVID-19 diagnosis is no more real than Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe in it if you want, and then ask me what to do if Santa Claus doesn't come down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have an answer for that because it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
So now you ask about cytokine storm.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that you're taking the alpha interferon is to prevent the cytokine storm.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got infected with some virus, whatever it might be, remember Anthony Fauci is threatening smallpox. Remember, we just reported tonight on some mysterious virus in China that's like the MERS virus. Well, suppose that shows up at your doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the interferon will help you with that. That's a real virus. But let's advance our knowledge and understanding. Let's stop talking as though the vaccine is really a vaccine or that the COVID-19 diagnosis is a true diagnosis. It's not. So did I answer your question? I know I said a few other things too, but I was trying to use your question as a framework.
Yeah, you did. I was wondering, is that 2 spray each nostril per day or 1 spray in each nostril, which makes 2? Because I've been doing 2 spray.
Two is two. It doesn't make any difference whether you spray it in your nostril or your mouth. 1, 2 for prevention if you're out and about and in danger. If you're at home and not in any danger, there's no reason to take it. Just wasting money.
Okay. Because I've been doing 2 spray in each nostril, so I'm doing too much.
That's too much. And
okay.
More is not better.
Okay.
When you read sometimes about the failures, if you do a lot of research on interferon treatments over the years, in almost every case where interferon failed, it failed because the dose was too high. This is low-dose therapy. Low dose is better. So, again, that's the best I can do to answer your question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have Elton Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you, sir?
Man, I'm blessed, giving thanks to Almighty God Allah for his grace, mercy, and protection. And as always, I'm thankful for him, dear doctor, for you. Because in the early 80s, or late 80s, early 90s, with the alpha interferon and the biological aspect of it that you had to master made you appropriate for this day, brother.
Well, thank
I'm telling you, there's nobody on the planet at this time that can offer the people of God what you're giving them in regards to alpha interferon, Paxlovid, and the breakdown of this biological terror that's affecting us. So I want to give you your props with that, brother, because I love you for that, black man. Now, into my question, it's mostly a review question, and it's a hypothetical question because we know that those who produce these particular talking about, as you stated early, smallpox and Ebola. So what I want to see are, for those who just tuning in or might tune in a week ago, 2 weeks ago, what is the hypothesis of the Paxlovid, possibly the ivermectin and the hydrochloroquine in the battle against the perceived onset of the Ebola and the smallpox, brother? If you can...
Well, okay, yeah, as you said, that's a hypothetical.
And give us an outlay, I would certainly appreciate.
Well, again, as you said, that's a hypothetical question. And that was answered earlier by saying, let doctors be doctors. Let doctors make the decisions. So if a doctor wants to use hydrochloroquine, if a doctor thinks ivermectin is it, if a doctor thinks that alpha interferon is it, then give the doctor the ability to make that choice and that decision. And right now, just like censorship, we think about it like I can't go on Twitter and say certain things. I can't say certain things on YouTube, otherwise they'll pull my video. Well, what about a doctor who says, I want to give my patient ivermectin, but Anthony Fauci won't let me? I was talking to a doctor just the other week in the ICU. In Baltimore, he's a kind of a dummy. You know, he didn't even know about ivermectin. He said, but I asked him if it was in the formulary. He said, no. Well, see, that's a crime. Why shouldn't a hospital formulary have a Nobel Prize-winning medication that has literally saved millions of lives around the world? Why shouldn't they have that in the hospital formulary? But yet they have other drugs that kill people. So let doctors be doctors. And then if the doctor wants to use a particular medication to help his patient with whom he has a sacred duty and to serve, let him make that decision. But I don't think that it's actually beneficial to broadcast to the general public just like they do on television. Go tell your doctor about our latest prescription drug. See, that's wrong. Tell the doctor about your prescription drug. And then if he thinks it's good, maybe he'll use it in his practice. But when you advertise it to the public, you make the public think that they're wise enough to practice medicine on themselves. Well, the first thing I learned in medical school was the doctor that has him, that practices medicine on himself, just like the lawyer that practices law on himself, has a fool for a client. He said, I don't recommend talking about prescription drugs to where people have to commit illegal acts in order to get it. So we have something that's not illegal, that works, and you don't have to have a medical license to use it. And it has zero side effects. So even if you misuse it, it's not going to hurt you. So, yeah, we can do a whole lot of hypothetical and theoretical talk about ivermectin and hydrochloroquine and all the rest of it, but you can't get it. And if you got it, you wouldn't know how to use it. And so, you know, so I would fight for the right of doctors to be doctors. And then if they want to use that, then let them use it. And the studies show when you use ivermectin, when you use hydrochloroquine, when you use alpha interferon, and all of the things that are in the formulary. Go look at the WHO formulary. Go look at the Chinese formulary. It wasn't just one or two things. Doctors don't just use one or two things and that's it. People looking for a magic bullet. Like, this is it? That's all I need? No, you need brains. You need intelligence. And you need judgment. So let the doctors be the doctors. Let them make the judgments. And then the trust that used to be there can perhaps be restored. Thank you for that question and comment. Next call, please.
Assalamu alaikum, Doc.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. This is not a question. This is Brother Khalito Muhammad. I just wanted to let you and all the believers know that we've cut off the chat because there's a devil that's in the chat that's trying to disturb the flow of the truth right here. So So we're going to cut the chat off so this devil could not try to disturb the truth that's
here. I don't think you should do that, brother. I don't think you should do that. Well, what would we do without the devil?
Yes, sir. No problem. Here we go. Thank you, sir.
What the devil think he's going to do? I mean, really, that's ridiculous.
It's back on.
People are insane, brother.
Yes, sir.
I mean, like when we talk about the mass formation psychosis, that's really what you're dealing with. These people are not in their right mind, and so they do bizarre things. And so I don't mean to laugh at anybody, but I mean. I learned this from Minister Farrakhan a long time ago. Somebody was like a devil causing trouble in the mosque. And what did I want to do? First thing I wanted to do, Minister Farrakhan, I need to put this person out. He wouldn't let me do it.
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't let me put the devil out. He wouldn't let me do it. But he said, look, brother, he said, and he got this from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He said, look, brother, he said, there's only 9 types of people. He said, the one that you're having trouble with, that's just one of those types.
Mm.
So study that type until you master that type. Then you only have 8 more to go.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we have to learn to do. See, that's the key to unity. See, I notice on social media, people take great pleasure in cutting other people off. Well, I cut this one off. I'll cut you off quick, you know? But wait a minute. Then on the other hand, we talk about the need for unity. Well, how can you have unity if you're going to cut everybody off quick? Now, some might prove that they need to be cut off. I understand that. But they ain't causing that much trouble. They think they are, but they're not. So let's have the next, maybe one or two more calls.
Yes, sir. Dr. Ali might ask Brother Carlito to do it for the recording purposes, so that's the reason why he did.
Well, they record the good and the evil. See, remember when Adam was set down in the garden?
See, God showed him the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the good. The knowledge of good and evil. So let's respect the evil that is among us. See, remember, Yaqub worked on 30% of us that were evil. Then were they still here? Well, let's take a look at them, see what they got to say today. We know what they said yesterday. We know what they said yesterday. I mean, we know what they did yesterday. So now what does the devil have to say for himself today? See, he needs to show himself today. You see, if he's any better than he was yesterday.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
To help us to increase our wisdom, our knowledge and understanding. So we put him under a microscope so we can observe his devilishment. Not that we fall victim to it. Don't get me wrong now. And we don't win a medal just by defeating the devil. What's the big news that God defeated the devil? That ain't nothing for God to do. But there's something that we need to learn about our own nature that prevents us from being what we should be, you see. And so we had to create an opponent to prove ourselves worthy, you see. So I like to see who's against me. See if they're big or little.
Yes, sir.
I'm
yes, sir.
Opponent to knock somebody out. I don't want to, you know. Send a little devil around here. What do you send a little devil around here for? And a big devil.
Yes, sir.
That's an insult to me. Send a little devil around here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And we got some big ones here. It ain't like they ain't got some big ones.
That's right, Doc.
That's right.
So they playing us cheap.
Thank you, Dr. Lynn. You remind me of the medicine when he said that he used to go down in the basement and laugh at the articles that the devil used to write.
Yeah. Well, one of these days, I'm going to tell you the story about, see, when we started the Your Immunity thing about two years ago. See, I never told you the story how the FBI came to my house. Two little nice FBI agents showed up about 7 o'clock in the morning. Talking about, did we wake you up? I said, how you going to wake me up? This might be early for you. It ain't early for me. So I know they were nice. They were nice guys. They were nice guys. I'll tell you about that story sometime. It was a return visit because I visited them first. See, when I was the minister in number 4, see, the FBI was visiting the believers. But they never would come to see me. So I had to go see them. Go ask Captain Sharif about that down in Atlanta. How we went down to the FBI office and closed the case. Yeah, they had to close it. They had to close it.
Yeah, so you blew
so
that.
The devil is a weak opponent. I mean, I'm making a joke out of it, and it's not a joke. But really, what the Bible and the Quran tell you is true. The devil is ever a weak opponent. Yeah, he ain't got no strength. There ain't no strength in falsehood and lies.
Right.
So we just got to stand up on the truth and defeat him.
That's right.
And not with malice now. See where we fall into a trap where we get mad at the devil. We get mad at him because for being a devil. But what you mad at him for? He didn't make himself. We made him. Don't get mad at yourself if you're going to get mad at somebody. So just knock him out with a smile. Ain't nothing
yes,
personal.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Muhammad Ali used to knock people out with a smile. You know? So let's take one or two more. But this is fun. I'm just having so much fun.
Yes, sir. We have Brother Samuel Ramadan.
Okay.
I'm calling. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Lee Muhammad.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you all the way back in the day when you used to come to Baltimore, me and my father and my sisters. But anyway, I'm going to be quick because I know there's other callers that got questions.
Baltimore.
I was admitted on the first of New Year. I was admitted in the hospital because I had shortness of breath. and I was admitted in the hospital, brother. And I ran out the Paxlovid. I wasn't taking it for like 4 months. I think I ran out around August. So I went in the hospital, and they hooked me up to IV. Of course, they gave me the COVID test, and they said, yeah, you got COVID. And they hooked me up and gave me some meds. Hyperin was one of them. I can't remember if it was that remdesivir. And I was in there for 8 days. They gave me
that is the number one drug that is, we've showed that protocol last week, I believe. We showed a slide of the official treatment protocol. And yes, remdesivir is number one. That's the number one drug that they give you before anything else.
Okay. So they probably gave it to me, but I wasn't educated on, you know, the dangers of it. Like I said, it
doesn't matter if you were. Once you're in that hospital, they got you. You don't have any power once you're in the hospital. They won't even, and your parents or your relatives, your friends, they don't have any power either. Once you cross the threshold of that hospital, you're in the clutches of your enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right. But I had shortness of breath, brother, and I had to go because, like I said, I mean, I couldn't. My shortness of breath, well, I couldn't even hardly walk down the steps of my apartment building.
So I was in there for 8 days. That's why we should have a hospital and a clinic of our own.
Yes, sir.
So when you get short of breath and need to go somewhere, you got somewhere that you can trust.
Yes, sir. But the crazy part was, when they discharged me Friday, I went home, turned around the next day, I went back to the hospital for 2 more days. And the doctors was like, what are you doing back in here? I said, well, that shortness of breath again. So I don't know what that was all about. They didn't give me another COVID test because they already were like, well, you just was here, so we know you got COVID. But, I mean, like I got discharged. I got the Paxlovid. As soon as I got
Wait. Again, you're confusing yourself. Have you been on the call before?
Yes, sir, I have.
Do you know about the Paul Ehrlich report from Germany that I mentioned 3 or 4 times already tonight?
Yes, sir. I've been on a call, and
Did you hear the report that was given by Dr. Peterson Pierre?
I don't think that happens
to people in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
And the bonuses that they give for a phony diagnosis.
Yes, sir. I heard the bonuses that they give.
Yeah, you heard all of that. You heard all of that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, now you have to start thinking with what you know instead of what they told you.
Yes, sir.
So did you really have COVID-19?
Wait a minute.
I'm not asking what they said. I know what they said.
Yes, sir.
I'm asking you to think for yourself based on what you actually know, that the test is phony.
I think I had pneumonia.
Okay, is that COVID-19?
No, sir.
Okay, then. So they lied to you when they said that you had COVID-19.
Okay.
When did they start telling you the truth?
I don't think, brother, everything. I know they told me I had blood.
Answer my question. When did they start telling you the truth?
I don't think they ever really told me the truth.
Okay, so they never told you the truth from the beginning to the end. So why are you still listening to them and asking me about it?
Oh, I got Paxlovid. I'm just giving my testimony. I got the Paxlovid, and I haven't been back since.
I'm making a point. You see, you said that you, like a faithful listener, something like that, you're well informed. You know everything about it. But yet you fell into the same trap that people fall into who don't know anything about it. So now you think about that. Knowing what you know, but yet and still, they got you. So that means that we have to actually act on what we know no matter what. You see, look at this. Look how ridiculous it would seem from the viewpoint of God who came to save us, that we're looking to the devil for salvation. It don't work like that. You see, so we have to decide right here and now, to whom shall we look for our salvation? Who is our helper today? Who do we believe in? Who can we believe in legitimately? Upon whom can we bestow our trust? Is it the God who came to save us and made himself known among us, or is it our wide open enemy? Into whose arms should we throw ourselves? Into the embrace of the God who came to save us and to be our friend? Or into the arms of our wide open enemy? So if we decide to go in that other direction, towards the enemy, then we should expect to be abused. We should expect to be confused. We should expect to be left worse off than we started. And those are hard, cold facts. So now everybody knows, and I don't say everybody, but pretty much everybody knows right from wrong. And we're giving a fair airing to the truth. It's getting out far and wide. And there's many, many people who know exactly what we're saying, and they've rehearsed it, and they've studied it for themselves. They researched it for themselves, and they know it's true. But yet somehow they fail to act on what they know is true. And sometimes it's a failure of courage. Because truth is a virtue with full of power, but greater than that is the virtue of courage, because without courage, a person is afraid to act on what they know to be the truth. So all of that doesn't apply to you, of course, but it does apply to many of us. And we find ourselves in a bad situation despite what we know, despite what we've been taught, because we fail to act in a proper way based on what we know. Or we wait too late to act in a proper way. So thanks for your call. Let's take one more, and then I really got to take care of my mom.
Okay, cool. Dr. Lane, I feel like this is a Facebook question about Barry Muhammad, and he asked, is there a period of time that the injection will lose its effectiveness? And then he said, is that why they are recommending so many boosters?
Okay, those are good questions. Is there a period of time where the injection will lose its effectiveness? Yes, when it kills you. Then it will stop working. That's what it's designed to do. It doesn't wear off. It takes over the machinery of your cell, of your cells, so that they start producing a poison spike protein. That doesn't stop. Now, why do they recommend a second and third shot and a booster? Because it's not killing you fast enough. The first shot didn't do it. The first shot killed the vulnerable people. Remember last year they were talking about the only people dying are the ones with underlying conditions. Yeah, they're all dead now. Now they're working on you. You don't have underlying conditions. So what killed the person with one shot, now it takes two shots, might take three shots. Who knows? Before it's over, it might take four shots to kill somebody. And so every time they want to kill some more people, they say you need another shot. The CEO of Pfizer just announced that you probably need a shot next year. Every year you're going to need a shot, the ones that's left, until you're all dead. You need another shot. So again, let's not fool ourselves into thinking that this is the same as the measles shot you got when you were a little boy. When you were sick for a couple of days and then it wore off, so you thought. No, this is a biological weapon that is designed to kill people. and is very good at it. And we've gone over the mechanisms. That's how I got kicked out of the metaverse. That's how I got kicked out of Instagram, because I published the 20 mechanisms of injury of the spike protein. And they didn't like that. It revealing how it kills people in 20 different ways. And you're asking, does it wear off? No, it wears on and on until it kills. That's what it does. It doesn't wear off. So don't get it, and don't be around people who got it. That's the best advice I can give you if you want to live. Now, if you got another agenda that's more important in life, okay. Don't pay any attention to anything I say. So no, it doesn't wear off. It's a time release mechanism built into it. If you want the details on that, check out Dr. Yeardon, Y-E-A-R-D-E-N, I think, Yeardon or D-O-N. Dr. Yeardon, he used to work for Pfizer, top scientist for Pfizer. He talks about the built-in time release mechanisms so that everything doesn't happen all at once. It's time release. So he mentioned the liver blows out at 9 months. Okay, not right away. People would see it so obvious. I got the shot yesterday and I died today, the next day? No, I died 9 months later of liver failure. What does that have to do with a COVID-19 shot 9 months ago? See, can't make the connection. And if somebody gets sick from the shot, what do you call it? Breakthrough COVID, long COVID, make up these terms. Further confuse the confused public. So no, it doesn't wear off after you get the shot. No such thing as that. It's designed to kill. And they offer you boosters to accelerate the killing process. The other thing I should point out, and this was made known by Mr. Curtis Koss with the Children's Health Defense, don't think all the vaccine batches are the same. They're not all the same. They don't give everybody the same thing. When did they ever give everybody the same thing? So most of the deaths occur from certain batches that were given to certain people. And some of the batches don't seem to have any side effects at all. And some people claim that's just saline. And other batches seem to kill the majority of the people that take it or make them sick in certain ways. So what are they doing? They're experimenting on the general population with different batches that contain different ingredients. And they're creating different effects as they try it out on different people. So that's why you might need a second dose, because the first dose didn't do what it was supposed to do. So let's try this other one. So thank you for that question. Let's take one more, and then that will be it. And I'll give a quick answer, hopefully.
Sister Denise. Please unmute.
Assalamu alaikum, doctor.
Wa alaikum salam.
My question is, how do I deal? I work for healthcare, and it's only a couple of us that's not vaccinated. I take the Paxil. I don't discuss nothing because I have people and I have doctors coming to me because They had me given the test. I'm a CMA, which is a certified medical assistant. And other people, they don't want other people to do it. They taught me how to do it, and then they stopped me from doing it because a lot of the boxes were disappearing. So it's like they have me do whatever they want me to do. And I don't feel like I'm being picked on or nothing, but the question is, like the whole build, it seemed like the whole building to me is almost vaccinated.
Assassinated, you said?
Vaccinated. They have the jab.
Oh, well.
The resident.
It's pretty much the same thing. and they're assassinating you. So why are you still there, knowing what you know?
Because I'm in the healthcare field.
Well, so. Why are you still there in a death field around vaccinated people as though you are immune? Why are you still there?
Because it's close to my house and my daughter's school.
Okay, well now look, I just examined a young healthcare professional just like you just last week. No, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's just like you.
Mm-hmm.
She refused to get the shot or the injection, but she continued to work in hospitals, delivering babies, doing all the things that she does around doctors, around nurses, all of whom are vaccinated, everybody in the hospital, everybody in the clinic, except her and a few others. All of them got the jab. So now she's sick. She didn't get the jab. So when I do her examination, do you know what? There's no difference between her examination and the people who did get the jab. How did she get so sick being around people who were vaccinated?